All right, man, here we go. It's Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, Bill Reed. Special show today. It's a grunge explosion, an hour of pure grunge, mostly Seattle bands. Got a lot of ground to cover. Nirvana is here, ready to kick things off live in the Alt Vashon Garage. Kurt, you do ready? Do it.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Alternative Vash on Bill Reed. Grunge Explosion. Special grunge show today. Mostly Seattle bands. Seattle, Washington was ground zero for grunge in the early 90s. Three of the four big Seattle groups right there. Alice in Chains, Man in the Box, came out January 1991. Soundgarden, Outshined, came out October 91. And Nirvana, live in the Alt Vash on Garage with Drain You, a song from September 1991's Nevermind LP, the big bang of grunge, hard rock, harder than 80s alternative music. Jello Biafra had a good point about what was happening in the 90s.
It's basically people who were in, it's not rock-inspired punk bands. A lot of what got big was punk-inspired rock bands.
worth listening to again.
It's basically people who were in, it's not rock-inspired punk bands. A lot of what got big was punk-inspired rock bands.
Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys. Eddie Vedder has an interesting take on grunge.
Well, there's a history to the word, you know, but what it ended up, you know, it ended up being a term that was applied to a lot of bands that you know, there's certain bands that you could say for us were more of that sound. It seems like Mudhoney's kind of the ultimate version of that, and like their first couple records. After that, you know, it feels like a word with a lot of baggage, and it's something that, like, baggage is stuff that you carry around, but then there's some good stuff in there if you take it out and spend the time to open it, you know. It was, you know, grunge was very, that even that term, that was really good for us, I suppose, because we ended up being lumped together with a bunch of other great bands as well, you know.
Yeah. singles.
You know, I see other people still.
You don't fool me.
Bridget Fonda.
We made the connection, and when you make the connection, it's like chemistry takes care of itself. I mean, it makes its own decisions, you know?
Campbell Scott.
I was just nowhere near your neighborhood.
Kira Sedgwick.
Did I overreact? Do you know who this is?
Sheila Kelly.
Could you seat me next to a single guy?
I've got a special feeling about you.
Jim True. And Matt Dillon.
Janet, you rock my world.
Singles.
If I make this basket, that's fate telling me to call him. Wait, did no basket mean call him or don't call him? Never mind.
Directed by Cameron Crowe.
Movie Singles came out autumn 1992. Boy, talk about great timing. The soundtrack, chock full of grunge. That track Nearly Lost You from Screaming Trees. I've got a killer song off the single soundtrack coming up in the Long Lost Song, by the way. Stone Temple Pilots, not a Seattle group, but grungy AF early on, Plush. Stone Temple Pilots took a lot of flack for sounding like Pearl Jam, but man, I'm telling you, people listening to 107.7 The End in Seattle, where I was doing middays at the time, loved that band. Pearl Jam at the top, Even Flow, off of Pearl Jam's debut album, 10, released August 1991. Bill Reed, Alternative Vachon, Special Grunge Edition. Nirvana's Nevermind album, The Big Bang of Grunge, released in September of 91. Dave and Chris from Nirvana hung out on my show the day before the album came out, and we'd already been banging the hell out of Smells Like Teen Spirit for a month, and people were just nuts for it. Dave, Smells Like Teen Spirit, I remember that as a deodorant. What's the provenance of that title?
Kathleen from Olympia thought it up.
Say more.
Shit, Kathleen from this band Bikini Kill in Olympia, who's the ultra revolutionary urban gorilla, painted a bunch of crap all over Kurt's walls, and she wrote Kurt Smells Like Teen Spirit, and so.
And that is, it's a deodorant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But see, we didn't know that. See, we didn't know that it was deodorant. We just thought it was one of Kathleen's killer quotes.
Thank you.
Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, Bill Reed. Grunge Explosion, special show today. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, certainly the song that changed everything in the fall of 1991. Suddenly, underground music was mainstream. Grunge was a term that was used by music critics and record labels to give a name to this new sound. But grunge had its roots in what went on before, certainly here at Ground Zero in Seattle. Next on The Long Lost Song, we'll check out a track off of 1992's single soundtrack, a song that was 3 years old by the time it showed up on that record, from a band that featured two guys who went on to form Pearl Jam. Pack a lunch, man. It's a long song. It's like 8 minutes. Long Lost Song is next.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay warm during these cold winter months at psc.com/lower.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Okay, time for the long lost song on Alternative Vashon. Every week we pluck a track from the alt-rock canon, focus upon it with laser-like intensity, and talk a little bit about what was going on around us when that song was on the radio. Although this song was not really ever on the radio. This time around the year is 1989. Where were you in 89? Special grunge edition today on the long lost song. 1989, the worldwide grunge explosion was still 2 years away, but things were bubbling under in Seattle. Alice in Chains was a metal band playing suburban cocktail lounges. Nirvana and Soundgarden were college radio favorites. Nirvana releasing its stuff on a hot Seattle independent label called Sub Pop. Soundgarden was the first of the Seattle bands to sign to the majors the year previous, but today's long-lost song band followed Soundgarden to the majors in 1989. The group boasted two guys who would later go on to form Pearl Jam, but at the time, this group looked to be the next big thing out of Seattle. Off their debut EP, Shine, here's Mother Love Bone with Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns. It's today's long lost song on Alternative Vashon.
Dream like this must die. It's the kind of news, though. It's the kind that leads me.
It's the long-lost song, an alternative Vachon special grunge edition out of 1989, Mother Love Bone, Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns from 1989's EP Shine. Showed up later on 1992's single soundtrack. At the time, 89, Mother Love Bone looked to be the next big thing out of Seattle until tragedy struck in March of 1990 when Love Bone singer Andrew Wood died of a heroin overdose. The rest of the band was stunned. Love Bone members Stone Gossard and Jeff Ament casted about, eventually joining forces with a singer from San Diego named Eddie Vedder. They formed a band called Pearl Jam. You may have heard of them later that year. Catch the long-lost song every week right here on Alternative Vachon, Voice of Vachon Radio, 101.9 FM.
I seem to recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes take place. I wish I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they slowly raising me. You wouldn't recall, for I'm not my former. It's hard when you're stuck upon the shelf. I changed by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. By God, it's been so long. Never dreamed you'd return. But now here you are, and here I am. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade.
It's the grunge explosion on Alternative Vachon. Pearl Jam, elderly woman behind the counter in a small town, already pulling away from the grunge sound with 1993's Versus album. Bill Reed bringing the classic alternative every week, hand-forged in my Vachon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airwaves by Voice of Vachon Radio, 101.9 FM. On demand anytime, voiceofvachon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud. Have the show delivered to your inbox every week. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
So when did the grunge era end? Most people would tell you that it ended April 5th, 1994, with the death of Kurt Cobain. I'll leave you with Mudhoney, Touch Me, I'm Sick. Eddie Vedder talked about Mudhoney earlier in the show. Steve Turner of Mudhoney had this to say about the end of grunge.
Part of its demise was Kurt Cobain killing himself. You know, that was a huge, that was definitely his demise. That was a huge, you know, psychic blow on everybody, you know, not just in Seattle, you know, I think everywhere people were suddenly very sick of being reminded of that, you know, major tragedy in, you know, in pop music, I guess, at that point. So it wasn't surprising to me that, you know, I mean, I was over it. I was over it twice in the Seattle scene. By 1990, I was over the Seattle scene. And then when it really exploded, I was really excited for my friends and then really over the, you know, that next crazy leg where there's fashion shows and, you know, all sorts of stupid shit like that, yeah. You know.
Screams to please, no. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home.